The first of three between the Marlins and the Rays at Marlins Park tonight. Dan Heron making his Miami debut as the Marlins shoot for win number one here in 2015. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. I'm Kyle Seeloff. It is my pleasure to be joined alongside Marlins infield coach Perry Hill tonight. And Bones, the regular season has started, but there was a retailered infield this offseason. I'm sure the spring was jam-packed for you, teaching D. Gordon, Michael Morse, and Martin Prado, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for having me. And yes, three new guys on the infield. So it took some time for us to mesh and work some things out. You know, we have a Marlin way of doing things. And so it takes a little while for everybody to get accustomed for what we like.
Let's start with D. Gordon. He's a guy leading off for the Marlins this year. But defensively, some of his strengths and weaknesses that you've seen early on.
Well, first of all, his best strength, he's a quality person. He's got great work ethic. He's the first one there, the last one to leave. He's very coachable. Now, you put that with the amount of talent he possesses, and I think we really have something here. He's a guy that can do numerous things offensively. But defensively, you know, we worked on his pivot. We worked on his backhand. But he's so quick, and his first step is so good, he can really gobble up some ground. So when we are really not in a position to field a ball, his range will enable him to get to some balls that some other people may not get to.
How about a guy like Martin Prado? He comes to Miami. He's a consummate pro wherever he's been. He's been a clubhouse leader. Defensively, is it easier or tougher to teach a veteran guy in the big leagues?
Well, you said it right, Kyle. First of all, he's a pro. I mean, he's always in the right spot, always does the right things. He's a great help to the younger players. And, you know, he just has to get his work in. He knows what he has to do. He's familiar with the players in the league. You know, we talked a little bit about his footwork. He's cleaned that up. And I mean, everything is just, he's one of those guys you wind up and let him play. He's a consummate pro.
Michael Morse playing first for the Marlins this year. I know you and Mike worked a lot this spring over at first base. What have you seen from him early on and some of the stuff that he's carried over from the spring that you've taught him?
Attitude, number one, he's got a great attitude. He really wants to get better. He really knows that. He can be a very big plus for us in the infield if he really puts his mind to it, and he has. He worked very hard all spring, and he's paid attention to detail. He looks in when we think we might want to move him from a certain spot. You never have to worry about him looking in. You never have to holler or whistle at him. And his offensive presence, obviously, is to be behind G and help protect him. So, I mean, he's been a nice plus for us, I believe.
How tough can it be for an infield coach to really take three new infielders coming into spring? I would imagine that's a lot of hours in the office and out on the boneyard.
Spent a lot of time in the boneyard, Kyle. You're right. You're absolutely right there. But you know what? I've been blessed. These guys are great attitudes and great work ethic, and they've never once questioned what we do and why we do it. And they're all on board, and I think in the long run, the fans are going to enjoy watching these guys play. And you know, Not to forget Donnie Kelly and Donovan Solano. Don Kelly is a consummate pro, too. He's been around, and you know, he's got the tag on him. He's Jim Leland's favorite player of all time, so that tells you, speaks volumes about him. So we've been working with him at shortstop in case we need to plug him in there late in the game. And Donovan Solano can play all four positions equally well, so we're really got a strong bench, I believe.
That guy at shortstop, Adani Echeverria, we think he's going to be a Gold Glover. I know you think he should be a Gold Glover. Some of the things you worked on with Etch this offseason.
Well, you know, we've been piecing his game together. And first year we worked on the double play feeds, making sure they were going uphill. Last year we spent a lot of time on his backhand. This year he's learned the hitters in the league a little bit better. So we want him to move with the count a little bit more and put himself in a better position to field more balls. And so far this year he's done that. And you're right. To me, he's one of the top three shortstops in the league. And someday he will win a Gold Glove.
Bones, always a pleasure to talk to you. Let's go get win number one tonight.
I'd like that. Good idea.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.